All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines in Abilene. How you doing?
Hey, good, Earl. Speculating an idea a while back about the Ukraine, and see if your guest agrees. If the U.S. dollar is far stronger than the ruble out there, then if the United States took a whole bunch, you know, got out the printing presses and made ones, fives, and twenties, and then stuck them in drones and flew them above a battlefield, and so all of a sudden these bills start flying down from the sky, U.S. dollars, both sides would go ape. And the battle would stop because they'd be too busy scooping up the bills, right? And we could probably do $2 million worth of that, and it would be far more cost-effective than taking $53 billion in mysterious top-secret money.
Well, it's the stuff that a funny movie could be made out of, at least. Actually, one thing you said that isn't true, the ruble actually is very, very strong right now. It's stronger than it's ever been as compared to the rest of the currencies, primarily because of the way that Russia has reacted to the sanctions and the way they've required payment for energy. But you're right that money, no, I think the Bible wrote about it, right? Mana, money from heaven, essentially, would definitely have an influence on people, and would probably distract them from whatever it is they were doing.
And they're throwing lobbing shells into nuclear power plants. There's nothing crazy about taking, and low denominations would make the difference, because you'd have to have a whole pocket full of them, and then they'd get scattered all around, not only in Russia, but in Belarus and all the other surrounding countries. And you were talking about the ruble being strong. It's only been strong in a short period of time because part of what Russia is trying to do is gather gold, and they're forcing everybody to buy gold with rubles. And so, but there's only so much tonnage of gold in the world, so they're going to basically, their opportunity is going to disappear pretty quick. And so this idea of being able to do, whether it's a distraction or to just change the dynamic totally, and that's part of what I was, and the second thing I was going to raise on this, if you know anything about John F. Kennedy, just before he was killed, he decided to make U.S. Treasury notes, and the Federal Reserve was furious. They wanted the Federal Reserve notes, and so Kennedy was dead within weeks, and there's always been a conspiracy about that. Now, if Biden were to do this with Treasury notes, then the Federal Reserve would have no say over it. And it would also be an interesting tracking problem, you know, for all the bills coming interstate or international currency exchanges would notice Treasury notes instead of Federal Reserve notes. So it could create a whole different dynamic with the right wing.
Hey, Abilene, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate
sure.
it.
Well, it's interesting. I just wonder I was going to ask him whether he'd tried ayahuasca. kind of wild ideas. Just wonder where they came, from whence they came a little bit.
You know, Sandy, I was reading the other day about the fact that, how can I forget the president, Zelensky, is starting to lose favor somewhat. He's not as popular as he had been. I don't know if it's so much, Sandy, that, you know, the movie star kind of celebrity that was attached to him early on in this skirmish. As it's gone on and on and on, he's, you know, the movie stars were meeting with him. Everybody was meeting with him. And all those things, as you stated, once it got to the ground war, those things would be starting to dissipate. You know, it's going to be cold there soon. And the longer this goes on, the more people aren't going to be just so excited about having Zelensky as he's traveled the world and the celebrity bit.
Well, I mean, let's just talk about support that he has in Ukraine, which is where it really matters. But, I mean, obviously there'll be waning support for the sanctions, for instance, as Europe experiences all kinds of hardships. One reported today is the fact that their rivers are drying up from the drought and heat they're experiencing, and the rivers drying up is causing coal deliveries to be impossible because barges can't pass on the Rhine and the Danube and these major rivers that are like canals to Europe. And so the sanction problem for energy is going to become more severe because their recourse to other energy sources is made more difficult. But in Ukraine itself, obviously, there was never unanimity behind Zelensky with respect to the steps he was taking in opposition to the Russian actions. It's a little bit, if you look at it, the history of Ukraine is relatively short, but there are plenty of Americans. Let's just look at a statehood. Wisconsinites really love to be in Wisconsin and talk about how they really wouldn't want to live in Illinois. But if their lives were on the line, I suspect they might accept Illinois status and give up Wisconsin status, and we think that the Russian-Ukraine status is a huge differential. But for a bunch of people in Ukraine, Tom, Dick, and Mary in Ukraine, they probably are indifferent to what flag they fly and are more interested in a stable and normal life. And so the longer this war goes on, the more that Tom, Dick, and Mary's, I'm trying to think of three Ukrainian names that might fit that, will have a question about how much they're in favor of war and bloodshed as opposed to simply changing the flags they fly and the differential they might experience in terms of government. And for Tom, Dick, and Mary, that differential might be relatively small. So, yeah, I think that it's pretty clear that there will, and you know, in the last couple of months, Zelensky's had to announce that he's had to arrest or fire hundreds of what have been called collaborators. But I think in a different time and from a different slant, those people might be called political dissidents.
All right, so hold the thought. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.